Big Game, James McCarty, sports director at Flag Family Media. We're here now with one of the cornerbacks of the NDSU Bison, Jalen Duffy. A couple weeks into the season now, you've gotten some starting reps under your belt. You've played some really tough competition. How are you feeling as a younger player in this defense after a couple weeks and a couple of games?
You know, I feel great. I feel like I've prepared this whole offseason and done everything I can. So when this time does come, it's not more of a stressful moment. It's more so just me taking it all in and just taking the next step to do what I can do each and every week to keep bettering myself.
On the field against opponents, the first couple of weeks, I mean, whether you're talking about having to go up against some NFL talent against Colorado, or even the way that a quarterback can extend plays like what you saw last week, I mean, how has that helped your progression as a defensive back, knowing that there are times that you're probably going to have to cover for twice as long as you might think you need to?
I mean, that helps a lot. You know, the first game, I think, like, that opened up my eyes a lot because I didn't really see too many quarterbacks who can just change the spot of the ball like that and just position it right where the receiver wants it. Like, and then just, like, plastering on guys after quarterbacks are getting out of scrambling and stuff like that, you know. I mean, I've always been taught to just stay on my guy no matter what and just do what I can until the whistle is blown. So, I mean, yeah.
With this past weekend, some of the things that have happened off the field with the team, not given specifics of it, but how have you responded personally as a guy in that locker room? And then how do you think your teammates have responded with the departure of a teammate due to those violations?
You know, I think everyone's is responding in a great way. We're not going out talking about it when we don't need to. You know, it happened. We can't do much about it now. We just got to move forward from it and just keep showing everyone that one person can't like make up of what the whole team is or something like that.
Looking forward to this upcoming week against East Tennessee State, a team that's a little bit more up-tempo. They might want to go no huddle. They want to try and hammer off a few extra plays. How is your conditioning as a defense, and how do you think you guys are prepared for a different tempo like that, especially in a place that, you know, the weather could kind of change any moment?
Right. I think we're prepared a lot as a defense. I mean, we do those situations in practice all the time. I mean, like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, those are the days we really go to work and work during those situations. So I think like our preparation during the weeks helps us when game time comes, and then we're just ready for that when it does come.
Last weekend, I'm kind of bouncing all over the place on you a bit, but Logan Kopp was able to dress but wasn't able to go. Nick Kubitz ended up, you know, being banged up and not playing. Then you even had Raja, who ended up, you know, from our perspective being a game time decision, maybe it was made so the day or two before. How do you think the depth of your team has responded, and how do you think those extra reps that guys like you are also getting in different positions is helping this team that'll be successful moving forward the rest of the season?
I think it helps a lot. It just shows that, like, next guy up mentality. Like, you just got to be ready when your name is called. You can't just be sitting there just guessing when you're going to get in, this, that, and that. Like, when your name is called, you got to be ready to go and put on your best show.
What would you say you've, to this point, improved most on since putting on that Bison green and gold over the last, 15, 16 months or so since getting on campus?
Yes, sir. I'd probably say just learning the game of football itself. Like, you know, skill ability, but just learning the game of football, knowing what formations you're seeing, knowing what can come at you and different stuff like that can help you a lot on the field.
Last thing I have for you is, as a defense, a collective whole, what do you think your 11 guys on that field need to do to be successful and get another win in that column this weekend?
Like we've been harping on all week, I think it's more so just being the best tackling team in the country. That's what we've been harping on for this whole summer, the whole offseason, stuff like that. We're just going to keep going, keep making tackles, and just keep coming together as a team and forming to the ball.